Welcome back to another edition of the Holland Care Talk Show, and apparently tonight we have another guest who is, I think he's an architect or interior designer. His name is Elvin. Elvin, you there?
Hi guys.
And of course we still have my buddy, my co-host Kevin is around.
Hi.
Okay, so Elvin, tell us a bit about yourself first.
Hi, I'm 26. I'm not married. I'm male, okay? And I'm not an architect, I'm an interior designer.
Okay, cool, that's right.
What else do you want to know about me?
Right, you're male, are you sure?
I'm 26, I'm not married. I don't have kids that I don't know of.
Alright, cool.
So this means he has
I don't have kids that I know of as well.
You don't have kids that you know of. You don't. You don't know one. You're sure that. I mean, never mind.
I'm very sure. I'm pretty sure. I'm a pretty good boy.
Okay. So yeah, since you're in interior designs, is that correct?
Yeah.
So okay. How do you get around it in the first place?
It has always been my passion and my interest. Wanted to do architecture, but didn't get to do it. Mm-hmm. So ended up taking up a scholarship. So I finished it in 4.5 years doing mechatronics engineering. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So after that, after my graduation, I decided to try out with a contractor, and that's how it turned out to be. And went back to do engineering for a while, and then now I'm out again doing interior design. So this time I try to make it big, I hope.
Okay. Can you explain to us what is mechatronics?
Mechatronics?
Something to do with Transformers, isn't
it?
Before we go into the interior design and architecture,
I'll tell you, Fox, what mechatronics is all about. It's actually changed. The name is actually changed in my last year, my final semester. It's changed to robotics and mechatronics. So just for the record.
Okay, cool. So it's about robotics.
Sorry?
It's about robots.
It's basically a bit on the robotic arm rather than pure transformer kind of thing that you see in movies.
Right.
It's more on the manufacturing side, where you actually program how the manufacturing machines run, and how you just basically that, you know, how it runs, what you want it to do, scheduled to finish the production in how many hours or what time it starts and what time it stops, something like that. Yeah.
So it's pretty much programming the robots.
Yeah, programming the robots, and you need to know about a bit about the parts, the movements. You can design the circuits. You can design how the robot arms swing. You need to calculate this, all the engineering stuff.
Okay. What do you guys do to achieve that? Do you have a software, or do you have to hard code it?
We learned a lot of programming languages. We learned Java, we learned C++, we learned C, we learned this, we learned that.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So you cannot get any mechatronics job, is it, here in Malaysia?
Mechatronics, yeah.
There are plenty of jobs, actually, in Penang.
Okay.
Or even in KL, you know. But I just decided not to leave home. This is where I belong, and here the electronic industry, to be honest, is just going down and down every year.
Do they even have a mechatronics, I mean, openings even in
Virginia? No, actually no. We are meant to be a bit versatile than what we are supposed to be at. I mean, I've seen all my other course mates there. Some of them are in the electronic industry, but most of them, I would say 80% of them are not.
So they're also doing interior design, is it?
No. Some of them, they sell insurance.
Oh.
Okay. a few of them that I know are doing something about electrical power lines that you see every day around the road.
Oh, okay.
Then
is that similar though? Can you, I mean, if you are graduated in mechatronics, can you do electricals? All you have to learn is a whole new thing, actually.
We did touch a bit on electrical, but not the main. We don't study it, I mean, in detail.
Okay,
you know?
Cool.
We learn bits and bits of things here and there. We even learn about structural stuff.
All right.
Yeah, so it's pretty much jumbled up. It's we are jack of all trades, huh? So we just go into a line and we focus on something. So yeah, that's what we do.
All right. you made it sound like you guys are heroes.
No.
We are doing IT here. Feels so small.
Yeah, it's like, you
we
know,
need a bit of IT as well, okay?
It's like okay, Alex, right?
Yeah.
We study IT and IT is all that we do, you know.
and we can't go into electronics, or we can't go into, you know, like those electrician thing.
Yeah.
So you see, we can't even build our own motherboard. we were not taught that.
I can't as well, okay?
Huh?
I can as well.
No, but still, you guys at least touch electronics.
Yeah, we did. All those components, all those little things, you need to program it, how it goes and all that, like, all the circuits.
Okay, it's cool. All right, so now tell us about how do you first... Okay, you said that it's always been your dream to go into architecture, but you didn't have the chance. And then after that, how does this interior design came into your life?
Oh, okay. Basically, I went into interior design with the hope that I can touch a bit of architectural work as well, lah.
Okay.
Okay, because if you want to be, I mean, so-called an architect, right? We are not back in those 50s, 60s, or even the early 20th century where architects don't really possess any architectural degree, so to speak, as today, lah.
Okay, okay.
So, I mean, we don't go through any more apprenticeship like those architects back then. They go through a bit of architectural apprenticeship with some well-known architects and all that. Then they get recognized over the years by the board of members.
Architecture.
Body.
Okay.
So now if you are going, like for my case, I don't have any architectural degree. I can't go into apprenticeship and then in the hope that maybe 20 years down the road, I get recognized. No, I can't, because that's how it works now today in this society. And therefore, I try to get into architectural, you know, all this architecture thing via interior design, where you don't really need a degree because we don't have a body to guard us. We don't have a body to govern our rules, our fees and all that. So anybody can be interior design.
All right.
So that's how I got into it. And then because I knew a bit about, you know, architectural stuff and I've got friends around, you know, I just asked them to help me.
Okay. So will that work though? I mean, you are doing interior design, so one day you're going to leave interior design behind and then you're going to go into architects. Is it architecture?
No. It can be a whole lifetime kind of thing. You don't need necessarily get into architecture. I mean, smaller things I can do, and my friend would help me and along the way, all that.
All right.
Yeah, I can do it all over the years, no problem.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So how many buildings have you designed already?
So far, to be honest, only one completed.
Oh, really?
Which one is it?
Yeah. A friend's house.
Oh.
Yeah.
Any pictures on it?
Unfortunately, no.
Maybe you should start a website or something. But yeah, never mind. You're still small. Are you doing a business? Yeah, before that, maybe you would like to tell the listeners on how do you started your own business in this area or something like that?
How did I get started?
Yeah.
Okay. Before that, I was working with an engineering company as an M&E consultant, a mechanical and electrical engineer. I was an engineer back then. So yep. As you know, I possess the mechatronics degree, right?
Yes.
So I registered myself with IEM and BEM, which is engineering bodies in Malaysia. I wanted to get myself into this because I wanted to get a professional license for myself as an engineer in M&E. With the hope that in the future I could come out just like my two bosses.
Oh, all right.
That means to say I have the power to stamp and sign on drawings, which is what I hope.
Okay.
But 1 month after my registration, the two bodies sent me two letters saying that I'm not a mechanical or electrical engineer, so I cannot pursue further.
Oh,
why is that so?
Because I'm an electronic engineer, not a mechanical and electrical or electrical engineer. So if I have an electronic so-called background, I cannot do either one of these.
That's what they say, right?
That's what they say. That's the rule. So you have to play by the rule, right?
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's kind of sad.
I can't go further unless I don't know. I can't appeal. I asked whether I can appeal. Based on experience, they said no. No is a no.
Do they have okay, maybe you cannot appeal because it's true that you don't have any electricals or mechanicals degree, but is there a exam or, you know, things or program that you can take, short term programs that you can take so that you can
by the bodies?
Yeah.
No.
Oh man, you're screwed.
It just sucks, isn't it?
And the worst part is this, you know. Before I registered myself with them, I called the two bodies up. I said I'm an electronic engineer and I'm trying to get into, you know, to get myself into this kind of thing. They told me that I asked them whether I can become a mechanical or electrical engineer. They say yes.
Okay.
And that's why it prompted me to register myself.
Let me get this straight though. When you registered, you have to pay anything?
Yes, I have to pay. I paid like about.
Okay, when they say you cannot get it, do they refund your money?
No, of course not.
Oh.
Oh man, you just got caught, man.
You sense what I'm going?
Hey, come on, man. What world are we living in? Refund?
Yeah,
and they told me it's my fault. I didn't find out properly. I said, it's your fault, you know. You're somebody said I can register as electrical or mechanical engineer because I'm a mechatronics engineer. And now you tell me that I'm an electronic engineer and therefore I cannot go further. What the hell is going on?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, so in that incident, it sort of like crushed me a bit because I was really hoping to be able to, you know, go a bit further with that. But since then I said, hey, you know, let's give interior design a try, since, you know, I'm interested in it. I'm passionate about, you know, in interior design. So I just came out, and that's how I started.
Okay. So fellow listeners, so before you go into any, you know, career path, you better check out, you know, all the small details.
Yeah, man.
Unlike our friend here. Unfortunately for our friend.
Those engineers out there, huh?
And don't pay money up front, please don't.
Damn you, Kevin.
Oh well. It's alright. It's all for the experience, so you know, go through it, so
it's
hopefully
live,
yeah.
So hopefully, somebody has to go through it first, right, and then they tell the story.
Exactly. Somebody has to be, you know, be covered with
Okay, so how far has interior design brought you now?
Oh, it's basically a very good eye opener. I mean, it's not just in the interior design level, it's more like a business relationship. It sort of opened my mind and my heart and my, you know, eyes a bit more. I see a bit more than just a work or just something like that. Because basically when you do business, you really need to know a lot of people. You need connections. Yep. And you need people to give you chances and opportunities, you know, people who are willing to trust you and all that is very hard to come by these days. Because what they ask for is just basically the same thing. What have you done before? What experiences have you got? What portfolio what design have you done? Or things like that. So I'm quite fortunate to have met some people who are willing to give me chances and opportunities to try on that. And but most of the time, you know, it all depends on the client as well. So whether you did a good design or a bad design, it's all up to them in the end. So that's something that, you know, is pretty heartbreaking at times and pretty rewarding. Yeah.
Okay. That's good enough. I mean, that's life. I mean, you have some, you know, part way it's rewarding and sometimes it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
So I think everybody's going through the same thing.
Yeah.
No easy life. Okay, so let's say your design, how do you, you know, present your design, like what, in A4 or?
Normally, I don't give them in hard copy. I don't give them any hard copies. Nor do I give them any soft copies. Normally what I do is that I'll ask them to pay up front. We do it this way.
Good.
Sometimes we don't. Sometimes, you know, when you don't, then you get, you know, you're taken advantage of.
Yeah.
I've been taken of advantage of for many, many times already.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you ask them to pay up from full or it's just a deposit or, you know,
deposit.
Maybe
just to show 10%. That they are interested and they are, you know, they are willing to spend.
Is it to get their commitment? Is that what you're saying?
The commitment part, yeah. Sometimes it's very difficult because the client just don't want to sign, you know.
Okay.
Oh, so you're black and white and all that, really?
Basically, sometimes no, you know, most of the time no. Because most of my work now come from a friend. A church one.
Okay.
I mean, he's an architect.
Church one, all right.
Yeah, you know, to be specific.
A church one.
not just him, just a few of them also.
All right.
So sometimes it's very difficult when they ask you, hey, I'm giving you an opportunity, you know, that's sort of a tone, you know. So
yeah.
If you ask for money, then it's like, I can give it to others, you know. That kind of, you know, that kind of feeling.
Sure, but
oh well, what you can do is just sell yourself cheaply first, so at least, you know, you build up your rep from there.
Yeah. That's what I'm doing now, and I just honestly tell them that, you know, my whole livelihood is now depending on this. So if you don't give me money, then how am I supposed to survive?
Yeah, you have to make them understand that as well, because it's also a business.
It's also
a relationship.
Yeah. So it now becomes part of my how I get money already.
Yeah, how you function.
Yeah, how I function and how I get those money, okay?
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Not in a mafia kind of way, is it?
No.
Because you're talking to church people, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, if you man, you pay me, I'm going to toot you.
All right.
Okay, let's say if this interior design doesn't work, can you fall back to your Megatronics thing?
No, I don't want to think that it doesn't work.
No, I mean, you know, if let's say it doesn't work, I mean, plan A, can you fall back to your Megatronics or anything like that?
Actually, I never thought about it, to be honest. Yep. Once I stepped foot in this, I just told myself, you know, I have to go all the way. There's no turning back. You have to go all the way. Everybody's been through this stage. So if they can do it, why not me, you know? So, but in the case that it doesn't function, Mechatronics, I never thought of going into it. Though I had several interviews before, after graduation, but no, I don't think so. I'm still interested in construction line, be it as an engineer or, you know, something else, but not into electronics. Yeah.
At least you're bold at something. We're not saying that it's wrong, you know.
What the?
Okay. What? All right. Most of your works are from, you know, connections from your friends. Do you get? Do you do your own advertising and, you know, your own marketing just to get on top of what you have already, maybe you know, get more opportunities from other people by your own or something like that?
This is a very good question, because I don't know whether you guys realize how the system here is like, you know. Even if I do my own marketing or even my own advertisement on my own, you know, design and all that, yeah. I still fear.
You still fear?
I still fear. Now, I will tell you why. Number one,
okay. You
don't know who your clients are because they are too random. You don't know who they are. And the problem with this is that it's not like in other countries. I don't know about other countries, but, you know, I mean, in Australia or whatever, where you really, your work really is the main reason they look for you.
Okay.
And people
it's
here...
It's not always like that.
Yeah, it's not always like that. Right?
Yeah,
That's right.
go on, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So why I fear is that sometimes they do come to you and then they ask you to do something. You propose this, you propose that. And then in the end of the day, I don't get a single cent.
Okay.
Because they're
where you get the, you know,
experience pay up and front all that.
Thing. Yeah, pay up front thing and your commitment.
Yes. So that's how I got to, you know, to be a bit tough now and
a bit bad now.
Yeah, I'm a bad now, you know.
So you're a man now, la.
You know, have to toughen up a bit just to ask for money and all that. Previously,
exactly. So now that you have already, you know, practiced the right thing to do on, you know, on how to handle and tackle the business, perhaps you should think about, you know, getting, you know, go back to advertisement again and go back to marketing again, so that, you know, to widen your, you know, your circles, not just doing work for church people, but
no. Unfortunately, those people that I know are all from the church, but I do have other people who are helping as well.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. I mean, they're all sincere people. They do help me and all that, and I really see the results, and they really pay up. Not like some of those out there who. I don't know what
to say.
Yeah, you don't want to hear, man.
We don't want to point any fingers. We don't want to name any names. So
to be frank, right? Those who came to look for me, they are mostly those who, you know, from the marketing one.
Marketing?
From the advertisement that I put up, or marketing and all that.
Oh,
like.
I see.
Or even from friends. They say, hey, you know, my friend needs some design on this, go look for him. So I went to look for him and all that, and, you know, things just went all wrong.
Oh, so it's like from a word of mouth.
From a word of mouth. So that's why.
Is that sort of, okay, you're talking about that kind of advertisement, right? No problem.
Yeah. So that's why even, I've got advice from my friends and all that, you know, who are in the business longer than I do. Uh-huh. They, even architects also get conned.
Yeah. IT people get conned all the time.
All the time,
man. Yeah. Trust me.
All the time.
Oh, I mean, all you guys know them yourself. You guys put in more effort than I do, I think. You know, with all those programming languages, I'm sure you guys know and you met some of those.
Oh, well, that's why we have the internet, you know, and, you know, we can just blah them up and tell them, you know, this guy cannot be trusted. So, anyway. Yes, that's ID guys for you.
What is your so far that you have done the architecture and the interior design, what are your specialties? You know, because architecture is very wide, and, you know, you have specific that you're really good at, and, you know,
I think I get the question.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay, I can tell you for sure one thing I cannot do, and I really can't do, is the classical design.
Can you elaborate on classical design?
Find what classical design is. Classical design is something like those government buildings you see. They've got a lot of floral designs on the ceiling, patterns. They use a lot of wood. They use a lot of those, how do you call, chandeliers, that type of design. Which I'm not good at.
Artistic, the older, kinda.
Traditional type. Let's put it this way.
Like old English kinda design, is it?
Yeah.
Like the Queen castles or something like that.
Yeah, something like the Victorian kind of design, if you know what I mean. Victorian.
Okay.
A lot of florals and all that. The reason why this is difficult to do is because if you if you try to do it and you're not good at it or you're not naturally talented in it, you're just going to screw up the whole design. Right. Yeah, it's just not as simple
it's
as...
It's not screw up the whole design. It's screw up the whole architect.
Yeah, exactly.
The person that's going to design it, yeah.
And your
I'm saying you're going to screw up yourself.
Yeah. And your name is just going to fly all over across the sea and all that.
I say, don't trust Elvin.
Don't trust me because of my classical design, you know. So that's one thing I do not know how to do.
Okay.
Because of the drawing as well, the detailing is very important in this sort of design. Yeah.
Now, what is the area that you're good at?
Contemporary minimalistic design.
Can you speak in English, please?
A contemporary minimalist design.
Minimalist. Is it like a modern design? Is it modern design?
Yes, modern design, basically.
Oh, you could have said modern design. You don't have to, you know.
He has to be interior design. You don't have to be artistic with his language, man.
Man, you got to understand my language. You got to talk my language, man, Kevin.
But all of us don't understand you, so that's why I have to speak English.
Okay, the reason why I put it so sort of like specific is because modern design can be anything.
Okay.
So what I'm really good at is would be contemporary and minimalistic design. That's all.
So okay, anything that falls under that category you're good at. Do you have a more specific one? Like, you know, for example, I'm very good at designing toilets. You know what I mean?
We have to be
bathrooms.
We have to be good at anything we do, man.
Yeah, of course you have to be good at it, but you have you have one that, you know, the specific one that you
specific ones. Actually one no,
you,
but
okay, the one that you can design with your eyes closed, you know what I mean?
Okay, I'll tell you my preference, but I don't think that I have like something I would say I just say I prefer, okay?
Yeah.
I prefer residential more than commercial design.
But then residential does it just, you know, interior design meaning just paint the colors of the wall, that's it, right?
No. Actually, a lot of people got it wrong, interior designers, because a lot of our interior designers these days in Kuching are not really interior designers, they are just interior decorators.
Oh, come on, you're just f***ing other people now.
No, I'm just telling you how the market works right now, because the problem is that interior designer is not supposed to be seen as interior decorators, if you know what I mean. Decorating a place and architecturally design and interior is different.
Okay. So but do you have to Yeah, go ahead, Alex.
So you can say that interior designs are like feng shui master, is it?
No.
The door to be placed, where the window to be placed, you know? Is that what you guys do?
I understand the feng shui part because I worked with one feng shui guy before.
Okay, cool. We'll get to that.
You'll get to that later on. Okay, I'll just explain to you what interior design means. It actually means how, let's say you have a concrete bench, right?
Okay.
Let's just say a concrete bench. You need to draw out the detail. For example, what kind of concrete grade do you need to pour onto this bench? Okay? Uh-huh. And then how many kinds, what type of steel or metal that you need to put in to reinforce the weight, to reinforce the concrete structure, and all that.
Yeah.
So the structure of it, basically. Yeah. So you need to know all this, how it works. And interior decorator is different. It's just painting the colors on the wall, selecting the right furniture, which is also part of the interior designer's work, which is also crucial. But the part they are missing is how do you install them, basically. Yeah.
Okay. So do you have to do the designing part? Do you have to do the decorating part as well?
Yeah, we do. We have to do both, actually.
Alright.
Yeah. You have to specify, okay, for example, you need to specify whether the toilet needs waterproofing. If it really needs, then what kind of waterproofing do you need? Things like that.
But how if a person that doesn't know a design, how would they know how to tell you that?
For example, what do you mean?
Yeah, yeah, that's how would I know? How would I know that my toilet needs a waterproofing system?
Of course, I mean, that's a very basic thing that I'm trying to say, lah. You know, okay. Of course, all toilets need waterproofing. No doubt, man. That one you must have.
So it's given. You don't have to tell us. You have to do it. We don't have to specify. My toilet.
But the thing is that this waterproofing part, most people would only specify it if they are the architect. So that's the difference. Interior decorators don't know this.
All right.
That's the problem.
No, it's not a problem. It's just the
And then as a client, you don't even know whether you need it or you don't. For example, exactly. Kevin, he doesn't know he need it.
Exactly. I don't know whether my toilet has a waterproofing.
So as for example, as an interior designer, I need to tell you that. I need to be a consultant to you. I need to tell you that you need this, you need that. You know what I mean?
So what? So then what's the point of having an architect already by then? Eh?
Because some architects, they are not very keen in interior design work just because it's too much detailing work. And they are busy enough with their own architectural designs. They just couldn't be bothered with, you know, interior design work.
Okay, so the architect just build a block and you just decorate inside the block, is it?
Yes, something like that. That's why in now courses today, there are two types already for architecture. You have interior and the main building architect. Yeah,
that's pretty good. There's some insights.
Yeah. I mean, it, to be honest, that's it. You know, it's now differentiated between these two already, interior and the building architects.
Oh, so interior designers are architects as well in their own way, lah.
Yes, in their own way, because they need to do all this detailing.
Okay. Is there anything that you want to
add on?
Add on.
For future interior designers out there who wants to be, you know, like what you do now.
School leavers, just a word of advice. Please understand and know what you want to do. That's very important. Don't go into the wrong field. And I mean, these are all given by a lot of people already, but just
I think they haven't heard already.
Yeah. Just a reminder, a friendly reminder.
Okay. What about for your business though? What do you want to say about it? Since you know, people are going to listen to what we're saying here, then you might want to take this opportunity to say something, so that more people would. Yeah, more people know about you. To advertise yourself.
How do I say? I hope that this interview really helped me a bit.
We hope that it will help.
Yeah, I mean,
help us as well.
Actually, no, not much. If you guys post this up, I'm sure it's enough to advertise myself. I'm sure.
Yeah, but something like I'm for this month I'm doing half price design or something like that.
Not half price design, man.
50% discount, then you only draw 50% only.
Yeah.
No, such thing.
or maybe you have somewhere or some website that you already set up where they can check on your portfolio.
The moment, no, because I've got very few completed projects,
right? Okay.
And the ones that the only one that is completed, I didn't even go and take those pictures because they already put up all their things and it's just a mess now.
All right. We just
Do you have an own website or anything like that?
No, not at the moment.
Okay. Maybe you should think about all this stuff.
Yeah, I did. I actually asked my friend a bit about websites and all that, but I don't think that this is the right time yet.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, once I've got... Huh?
Sure, you have things that you have already designed,
Yeah, I posted a bit in Facebook.
You can publish it, yeah.
Not all of them, because the ones that I actually put up in Facebook are the ones that are not materialized. And
okay,
I just don't want, to put up, because a lot of issues later on, people will just check and say, hey, whose house is this? I mean, just want to maintain some privacy or so for my clients.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All right.
I mean, I designed for somebody like Kim Bae, and I never put up or so.
Kim Bae, who's that? Never mind.
The Kim Bear restaurant.
Kim, all right.
Yeah, I mean, so, I've never put up a song.
Yeah, of course, you have to, you know, have it confidentially.
Yeah. So better not lah. Yeah, so I some of them is just maybe some samples that I did previously. I just put up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can do like, you know, sample design. I think it's all right.
Yeah.
Just post them up. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. So I haven't been active in Facebook for posting up things.
it's okay. Yeah, that's true. That's cool. I think that's pretty much it. What are you, Alex? I have no other questions.
Okay, well, let's say if you know you're an interior designer, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and then you post up your design, and I use your design without your knowing. You know.
Yeah, so that could happen.
That could happen. So you can't do anything about it.
I can't. You even those websites that you see all the time, they have copyright. Somebody just go and see the design and modify a bit, and say it's mine. So. You can't.
But if
them,
if they modify it, it's fine because they modify it.
Yeah.
But have you done anything on copyright issues?
The thing is that interior design it's very custom, it's very customized.
Yeah.
Every different room and different shapes of the room has different design. So even if he copies exactly what I have, he might just say, hey, I modify a bit here. That's it.
You know
what I mean? Maybe this room has got no column, but the other room has a column that's sticking out.
Yeah.
So he modifies a bit. That's it. To fit into the room. So you just can't copyright it. It's not art. Art you can copyright. You know?
Mm. So you stolen somebody else's in the design, you know, claim it for yourself?
All the time.
You shouldn't have said that. Now we have your number and your address.
It's
we know where you live.
You know, you look, I mean, even architects themselves, they have magazines that they flip through, you know. Every day they buy all those magazines or books.
We call inspiration, not copy.
Yeah, inspiration. Get any inspiration.
So I'm just saying that I'm having inspiration all the time.
Yes.
I'm looking for that.
Yes. I'm using your design as an inspiration, and then I inspire the column to stick out, you know?
Yeah, for example.
No, I'm inspired to make your design more better. So is it?
Yeah. It's good, much but more presentable. Yeah.
It's good that, you know, it's good, but just that you just need on the column and it'll be perfect.
To stick out.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's pretty much about it. So since you want me to post your phone number and all that or not?
up to you.
No. I mean, I think it'd be good if we're talking about business here. I mean, if they know your numbers and all that, or maybe you don't have to post the number. You can send us your business card so that we can scan it and put it on the site.
Yeah, sure. No problem.
And just give me a few samples of what you have designed. So you know.
Yeah.
Who knows people might be interested. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. No problem.
Make sure you have your some kind of copyright.
I'll just stick my name there.
Stick your name. You know.
My company name or my name, whatever. I'll figure that out.
Yeah.
What, you haven't figured that out yet?
Sorry.
You haven't figured that out yet?
No, I'll figure where to put it.
Put it somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere
that will ruin the whole design.
Yeah, I'll
but
just
it's
put
not
it
ruining the whole design. You know
cross
what I mean?
Like, you use
yeah,
the
cross.
You use the what do you call it? The you know those what do you call it?
Watermark.
Yes.
Yeah.
Watermark.
Yeah.
But it's just fading, you know, you can, it's still there, but maybe 40%, 30%, you know, visible like that.
That is easy to do. Yeah.
Okay.
If to make it even cooler, maybe watermark your face on it.
Nah, come on.
Property of Elvin.
Elvin, if you want design my face on it.
Want to design the design?
Okay, I think we have to wrap it up here.
Yep.
No problem.
All right. So thank you, Elvin, for coming in.
Thank you.
So you guys,
at least we now know a little bit more about architecture and, you know, the engineering side of it. It's very, very informative.
So school leavers, listen to what he says just now. Just make sure you take the right course, and hopefully you won't have to end up like him now. Unfortunately,
hey, what's wrong with ending up like me?
No, we didn't mean that.
Sorry. You know, I mean, well, I'm talking about the electronic stuff. You know, the M&E.
It's the M&E thing.
Yeah, don't end up like M&E. But at least he's going interior, so at least he's following his passion, which is good.
We're saying that don't end up like you when you pay for the registrations and you didn't get anything out of it. It's still stinging, doesn't it?
Oh man, you gotta edit this part, man.
No, it's everything goes on. Okay, so yeah, that's pretty much about it. So we'll see you guys again next week. And oh yes, happy Malaysia Day. Yep, 16th of September.
Okay.
Malaysia Day. Yeah,
thank
salam
you.
Satu Malaysia.
Salam satu Malaysia.
you gotta sing that song, isn't it?
I don't know the song.
The one Malaysia song?
I don't know that song.
I also don't know that song.
Anyway.
Anyway,
okay,
yeah.
We're proud to be Malaysians, yes. So happy Malaysia Day. So we'll see you guys again next week, same time, same place. Good night.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.